Blog Talk Radio.
For it is the Lord's doing that we are not consumed. It is his doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We welcome you tonight to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. We're thanking and praising God for another opportunity and another chance to come to you to share the good news that Jesus Christ lives. He is the Son of the living God, the only begotten of the Father. Thanking and praising God that he saw fit to give his life, sacrifice his life for us, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we may call on him, that we may know him for ourselves, know him as a personal Savior. We're glad about it tonight. We thank God because dealing with life and life struggles, oftentimes encounter circumstances that puts us in a place or puts us in certain places where we're not comfortable with being. Oftentimes disappointment and discouragement and things of that nature sometimes can cause us to be a little weary, if you will, or to get a little slowful or lax when it comes to trusting and believing in God, when it comes to following through, if you will, what he has asked of us or what is required of us to do. We tend times to allow our situation or our circumstances to dictate to us or to predicate to us what we shall be or should not be, will be doing at that time. For example, if one is not been pleased or satisfied in that day by their mate, the husband, their wife, or the children that disappointed them, the job, oftentimes you see the individuals carry that on them, and that affects their praise, that affects them when it's time to worship and to praise God, when it's time to work effectively in a certain area. We have been guilty at times of allowing our situations and things to stress us and hurt us to the point to where we take it out on those around us, our loved ones, our children, our grandbabies, loved ones, our friends, those who love us and are there for us. We oftentimes have a tendency to take out our frustrations on them. Innocently, they're not knowing what's going on or have no idea what the cause of the problem is, but they have been now victimized by your bitterness, your anger, your hurt, your pain. But here we find in the Word of God that several scriptures that tells us that encouragement is the thing that we are to live and dwell in. We find many scriptures that tell us to be encouraged and to hold our head up, be strong in the Lord, find peace and rest in him, and to know that he is a God that will come through, that he is a God that is able to deliver. And so there are times when we're going through, it's not so much that we have forgotten or don't know the truth or the way, but it's just that we need at times to be reminded that the Lord is yet in control, and in spite of how bad our problem is, or in spite of how bad the circumstances may get, or how complicated things Yes, yes. The enemy, the devil, the adversary, yet has to get permission from him. He does not have free reign to go and do what he desires, but he has to go to the Father, and he has to get permission from the Father. So the Lord is aware and in control of everything. He's aware of what's going on. So he tells us in his word that he says to us to be not dismayed. Now we can go all the way back to Deuteronomy, if you will. The Old Testament in Deuteronomy 31, where the Lord begins to deal with the people in his name, and men and women servants, maid servants and his man servants, begin to encourage them that in spite of the situation or the circumstances in which he faced, in spite of the authorities or the those who don't believe and don't agree with, you're going to have that. But yet, and still, you continue on standing on the promise and trusting in my word. You continue on believing and knowing that I am God, who cannot and will not lie. So he begins to encourage, tells us to be not dismayed. Deuteronomy 31:8 says that the Lord, it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee, nor will he leave thee, nor forsake thee. He will be with thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And I often wonder sometimes he's saying to us when he tells us, what is he saying when he says, be not dismayed? Telling us, don't get uncomfortable, but to stay in your comfort zone. Be not dismayed. Don't get weary and uncomfortable. Why? Because you know that God can and will deliver. He tells us to hold on to your faith. Stand firm in your faith. Because the God that delivered the people and the children of Israel out of the hand of Pharaoh, the same God that parted the Red Sea, allowed his people to walk across at the bottom of the sea on dry land, same God that fed them manna from heaven, allowed food, bread, and meat to come fall from the sky, to feed people. The same God that allowed water to come from the rock. The same God that said, be not dismayed, because I'm going to take care of you. So oftentimes we have to find ourselves in a place of despondency and a place of discouragement, because we all are and have allowed our problems and our circumstances to crowd our minds. We've allowed them to drown us out. We've allowed them to hinder our processing of the word. We allow him to hinder the move or us to be able to stand on the promise and take him as because we begin to entertain the problem, we begin to entertain the circumstance, we begin to entertain the situation that we're dealing with, we begin to entertain the known. And once we begin to entertain the known, we cancel out any book that could possibly be. So when we begin to entertain the no, then we automatically put, but the Lord shall. We put that out of its commission because we expect already the no and the won't and the can't. But the God that I serve is a God that lives and dwells on the butt. Yes, yes, my heart has been broken, but the Lord is able and shall bring me. Yes, I've been wounded and I've been hurt. I've been cast down and suffered by, but the Lord is the one that's able to lift us up above our thoughts. He is a strong deliverer. He's able to deliver you from your. So he says, we have the same, my brother and sister. That have I not commanded? Did I tell you to be strong and have a good courage? That I told you to hold your head up and to be strong in your mind. I told you not to be afraid of nothing. That if you can be the thing that we have to say, for the Lord thy God is with me that you live about. Joshua told Joshua. Joshua, he said, the Lord said, Joshua, if you're not, he would now say that. He said, to take on people of war around and going up to Ai. See, I have given the land and the king to. I've given victory over the land and the throne and take the city. Fear not, neither be thou strong of the Lord and have a good courage. And if he shall strengthen thy heart, as I go over and read different scriptures at a different place that I found in the Word that this came out, this did not be the people. But be strong and of good courage. For the Lord is with thee. Be thou strong and of a good courage. Be not dismayed, nor let fear come into your heart. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee, and he won't fail. That lo, I am with you. Always, 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 even until the end of the year. I'm so glad tonight that the Lord is on my side. I'm so glad. I've got a friend that sticks closer than any brother. I've got a friend. But when everyone else turns their back on me, my friend stands right by my side. When so-called friends find a way to leave you hanging and leave you all by yourself. It's nobody but the Lord who stays right there to take care of you. We over in the street, we have a saying that when you got a friend who is your road dog, but neither a ride or die, they're a road dog. You're gonna ride to the beach all along. You're gonna ride until the speed of arriving, and you'll break to the sunset. Talking about a true friend. Jesus. I made that. I grew with a lot of things. I may not participate in the things or the things you say or agree with the things you say. I may not even stand in the position as you walk into and Jesus said, be not afraid, fear not, neither be dismayed, for I am the one that wins when your heart is heavy and your burden seems a little. I'm the one that settles every storm. I'm the one that when sorrow and comfort and try to weigh you down, that I bring joy. When you been hurt and wounded, Jesus is here. He is the child that gives his reward. He is the prayer that heals his with damage and broken heart. So I'm glad to know that the God I serve is a living God that they seem not to change. Don't even worry about how they're looking. Don't worry about what their face is. He said that you just keep on believing. shall not be the fight in the battle. That you sit the fair and stand ye here and see the salvation of the Lord. O Jerusalem, O Judah, fear not, neither be dismayed. Tomorrow, the victory is yours. Have I got a witness? Be not dismayed. Don't fret your heart. Don't worry your mind. Don't stress yourself out. That the Lord is in the world. He's in control. And he says, watch me. Watch me. Look it out to you. Watch me. Turn it around to you. Watch me. See to which. And they get the thing all right. Why you make it better, better, better? Why you make it better? Let the Lord make it better for you. That I'm faithful and I'm just. Just allow me to make it better. You are my child and you deserve. You deserve better. So let me make it better. Make it better, Jesus. Better, better, better. Better, better, better. Won't he make it better? I'm so glad I know him today. I'm so glad I know him for myself. But he is the one that makes it better. So if I were you tonight, give the Lord a try. I'm telling you tonight, stop worrying about it. Stop fretting about it. Stop tripping off of it. And allow him to be not dismayed. Don't you worry no more. Don't you fear no more. Don't you stress no more. Now him, be not dismayed, for the Lord will, he will take care of you. He will be with you. He will. He will. I said he will. The Lord will. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he? Won't he? Won't he? Won't he? Won't he do it? God bless you, my brother and my sister. Trust God tonight. And on this week, be not dismayed, but walk in the courage of the Lord. Walk in the strength of the Lord. Walk in the power of God, knowing that he